Great. Well, now I think it's time to go back to Diana for this week's question of the week.
Hello. Yes, it's time to climb the mizzen and let down the yardarm, or maybe just fire up the giant tanker engine for this question.
Hi, Naked Scientists. I'm Jan from Norwich, and I'm the captain of a large oil tanker. I have a question about pigeons. We often get flocks of wild and racing pigeons land on our decks, and they can stay for weeks until the crew have fattened them up for the pot, that is. My question is this. Does the steel in the structure of the ship, which is about 50,000 tons, affect the pigeon's navigation system? I have heard that they rely in part on the Earth's magnetic field.
So, could a large metal ship push a bird's internal compass off centre?
I'm Michael Brook, and I work in the zoology department at Cambridge, and amongst other roles, I'm curator of birds in the museum. I think that's fairly unlikely, even if it was migrating, crossing the sea in conditions where it was using the magnetic compass. The distance over which a ship would cause distortion of that compass would really be pretty tiny. My guess, and it is a guess, would be over maybe a maximum of 100 metres, and therefore, on that basis, the bird wouldn't have been pulled off course by the tanker, much more a case of the bird feeling knackered and seeing a ship and landing on the ship. So I guess once aboard a ship, a pigeon might be more or less inclined to leave depending on various factors. So some of the factors could be, you know, the extent to which it had exhausted its fat, its fuel reserves. Obviously, also another factor would be whether the crew were feeding it. And obviously, if it was a time of year when the species was naturally migrating, that would put it in a mindset to press on regardless. Domestic pigeons that we see around Britain derive from a wild species, the rock dove, but it's now very difficult to establish what is the natural distribution of the rock doves, because rock doves have interbred with the domestic pigeons, and those domestic pigeons have been shifted around the world by people. So now you can encounter them in most continents, and the more distant continents like Australia and New Zealand, we can be sure they've been introduced to by man. But, for example, Southeast Asia, there may be a degree of uncertainty.
It seems a pigeon will quite happily sit about on a boat as long as there's some food to be had. But now we've another outdoor activity for you to ponder next week.
I'm David from North Wales. I'm interested to know whether leaving washing out on a line during freezing weather, even though it might be sunny, is a good idea.
Email us with what you think the answer is. Does water evaporate off towels in the cold weather? The address is chris@thenakedscientists.com.
Diana, thank you very much. Diana O'Carroll with this week's question of the week. That's it for this week. Thank you to our guests, Graham McShane, Bill Proud and Michael Spagat, and also to our wonderful production team, Mira Senthilingam, Ben Vowsler, Dave Ansell and Tom Simpkins. Next week, we are looking at augmented reality, visors you can wear that tell you how to repair your car so that you don't have to get the Haynes manual out. See you next time.
The Naked Scientists comes to you from Cambridge University and is supported by the Wellcome Trust, the EPSRC and UK FAST. For more information, look us up online at nakedscientists.com. We'll be right back.